USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Days ago, the president called the first woman to accuse his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct credible. Last night, at a rally in Mississippi, he changes his tone.
What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
The president referring to what Christine Blasey Ford says she can't remember about the incident she alleges happened 30 years ago when she claims Kavanaugh tried to assault her at a high school party. Her lawyer says Trump's words were a vicious, vile, and soulless attack. The government's jobs report for September not due out till Friday, but an ADP jobs report says the economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month, the most in 7 months according to that survey. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
What was Tropical Storm Rosa still threatening parts of the Southwest with flooding today? Northern Arizona could still get some harsh weather. Yesterday, Phoenix got some record flooding from the remnants of that storm. Meanwhile, in the East, North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper says two more deaths have been attributed to Hurricane Florence in his state, bringing the total who died in the storm and its aftermath in three states to at least 49. Hillary Clinton says the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's claim that sexual assault allegations against him are, quote, revenge on behalf of the Clintons is laughable.
It was just part of the whole of his very defensive, unconvincing presentation.
Clinton saying that while speaking at the Atlantic Festival yesterday. The new National Wireless Emergency Alert System will be tested this afternoon at 2:18 Eastern Time with a tone on everyone's smartphone. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
American pastor Andrew Brunson still held in Turkey, and Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says his release is long overdue. We get an update from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The evangelical pastor has been under house arrest since July, spending the previous 2 years in prison on charges of being associated with a group attempting to overthrow the government of Ankara. Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says they're closely monitoring the situation.
We last saw him, I believe it was about a week and a half ago or so, where we provided consular access to Pastor Brunson, and will continue to maintain close contact.
An appeal has been filed for his release to the Constitutional Court in Ankara. I'm John Clemens.
A rise in selfie-related fatalities may lead to the creation of no-selfie zones in many cities. A study in the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care showing between 2011 and last year there were 259 selfie-related deaths in America. That might not seem like a ton, but the authors of the study say the deaths are often categorized by law enforcement as accidents, which masks the real number. One-time toy giant Toys R Us may be making a comeback, the retail company canceling the bankruptcy auction of its intellectual property assets, and it could lead to the opening of new Toys R Us and Babies R Us stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.